بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعنه رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم دخل على عربي يعوده وكان إذا دخل على من يعوده قال لا بأس طهور إن شاء الله رواه البخاري. We are doing the chapter on visiting the sick. In this hadith, Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas رضي الله عنهما narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم visited a Bedouin, an Arabi, person living in the rural areas. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes and he visits this person. And it is mentioned, whenever he visited an ill person, a sick person, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst other du'as, he would make this simple du'a, La ba'sa tahurun insha'Allah. The other du'as we did last week also, some are long, some may be difficult for us if we don't know Arabic. This is very simple. La ba'asa. La ba'asa means do not worry. There's nothing to worry about. Tahurun means it is a purification for you, for your sins. Tahurun means this sickness that you have, Allah is making the sickness as a means of purifying you. Insha'Allah, if Allah wills. So three words. La ba'asa, tahurun, insha'Allah. Insha'Allah we all know. La ba'asa in Arabic means nothing to worry about. In other words, don't worry, you won't die. Of course, if mort is written, then the person will pass away, but we're giving him hopes. In other words, sometimes the person is, becomes very sick, then he becomes overwhelmed, he feels this is his end, and there's no hope for him. So we're giving him hope. La ba'sa, don't worry. Tahurun, inshallah. Tahurun means, this sickness of yours means, will become a means of purification for you. Wa Nabi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala an, أن جبريل أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا محمد اشتكيت قال نعم قال بسم الله أرقيك من كل شيء يؤذيك من شر كل نفس أو عين حاسد الله يشفيك بسم الله أرقيك رواه مسلم. This is another dua, and this dua, when a person is visiting a sick person, this dua Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was given by جبريل عليه السلام. Abu Sa'id Khudri رضي الله عنه says that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and asked him, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ishtakaita, are you not well? Are you complaining of some sickness? Qala na'am, Nabi said yes. So then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam read the following dua. Now imagine, this is the dua that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is reading for the shifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Bismillahi arqiq. In the name of Allah, I make this ruqya, incantation. Min kulli shayin yu'dhik, from everything that is going to, that everything that is harming you. Min sharri kulli nafsin aw aynin hasidin, from the evil of every soul and from a jealous eye. Allahu yashfiq, may Allah cure you. Bismillahi arqiq, in the name of Allah, I make this incantation for you. So this is a dua that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam makes for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. When Rasulullah SAW was not well, many times the illness is because of hasad. And hasad is such an evil thing that it has an effect on the person. And also an evil eye, which we call as nazar. So this also has an effect. And of course, yes, sicknesses, illnesses, diseases that a person gets. So Rasulullah SAW has been given this dua from Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Bismillahi arqiq, the word Arqiq we mentioned last week, Ruqya. Ruqya, which we generally talk about ta'weez. In other words, we're seeking Allah's protection by reading this following, by reading this dua. So, Bismillahi Arqiq, I take the name of Allah. I make this incantation for you. Min kulli shayin yu'dhik, from everything that is harming you. So, whatever the sickness is, I'm making dua to Allah Ta'ala to give you shifa. Min sharri kulli nafsin aw aynin hasidin, from the evil of every soul and envious or jealous eye. Allahu yashfiq, may Allah cure you. Bismillahi arqiq, I make an incantation for you. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand, learn these du'as, and help us to visit the sick person when we get the chance. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashallahu la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.